Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Warner Brothers Discovery, Inc. NASDAQ. WBD, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 3, 2023 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Warner Brothers Discovery, Inc. reported strong Q2 2023 earnings with a disciplined transformation that enabled growth and profitability. The company generated over $1.7 billion in free cash flow for Q2 and anticipates a similar figure for Q3. Debt has been reduced significantly since the merger, with $1.6 billion paid in Q2 and a total of $9 billion retired. The company is confident of being comfortably below 4x levered by the end of the year, within the investment grade rating by midpoint next year, and achieving a target of 2.5 to 3x gross leverage by the end of 2024. In terms of direct-to-consumer strategy, substantial progress has been made, with the company expecting its U.S. direct-to-consumer business to be profitable this year. Globally, Q2 was roughly break-even and EBITDA positive for the first half of the year. Some challenges noted by the management include the soft ad sales market and secular decline facing the industry. The report discusses the ongoing streaming platform competition, with a focus on HBO Max and Discovery Plus. Some challenges mentioned include the end of popular series, declines in wholesale distribution deals, and the loss of several hundred thousand subscribers. However, the company's strategy of maintaining two separate offerings, HBO Max and Discovery Plus, seems to have been the right decision, as fewer subscribers churned off than anticipated. The company also sees similar engagement patterns to before dual platform launch, giving them optimism about the business model's effectiveness. Additionally, ad-supported subscriptions are driving growth in the streaming ad market, despite a generally soft overall advertising market. The company sees a long-term opportunity here, particularly given the value of their iconic shows. Some weaknesses noted include inconsistent performance in the studio sector and a 25% decline in content revenues. However, the report also notes successes, such as the global success of the Barbie franchise, which is nearing $1 billion in box office profits. The company anticipates continued modest improvement by year-end, despite certain challenges like ongoing strikes that could cause scheduling and performance variability. They also anticipate adjusted EBITDA to be at the lower end of their target range of $11 billion to $11.5 billion. Key takeaways include confidence in leverage reduction and debt repayment strategies, the company's conviction to focus on growth initiatives, and strong performance in the first half of the year, which supports the future trajectory of the business. The company also maintains a $4.5 billion to $5 billion range for full-year free cash flow. The key takeaways are that the company sees significant potential for growth in advertising on its direct-to-consumer, D2C, platform. Despite a challenging market, advertising revenue increased by 25% last quarter. The company is planning to offer advertisers access to some of the most popular shows available, using technology it already has in place. However, it hasn't fully prioritized this opportunity yet. The positives identified include the successful growth in advertising revenue in a difficult market, as well as the opportunity to further monetize its platform and content through advertising. The company also sees a potential for higher average revenue per user, ARPUs, from its ad light platform or offerings than from its subscriber-based offerings. However, the company must overcome a few challenges. Mainly, it needs to balance optimizing its advertising offerings and content strategy while ensuring a good user experience. Moreover, with international markets showing different dynamics from the US market, the firm needs to adapt its strategy accordingly. The key takeaways from this conversation include the optimism and excitement around the potential for a mix of local and global content to increase the market penetration of the Max platform. The integration of sports content is seen as a strong asset, particularly in light of the upcoming European Olympics. Challenges include the need to monetize sports content incrementally due to its premium nature and concentrated fanbase. The company is also dealing with the issue of overlapping subscriptions and lower direct-to-consumer, DTC, churn rates, which it believes is decreasing at a slower rate than anticipated. The strategy moving forward will prioritize profitability, quality subscribers, and getting out of unprofitable deals. However, the exact method of integrating news and sports content is yet to be finalized.